The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Todd Thompson, who is president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber, is looking at me and shaking his head. How does the wheels on the bus have anything to do with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah. So people may be wondering, but
we've got a segue.
It all has to do with our guest today.
Yes. So. Okay. This was requested by our guest. So Todd, why don't you introduce our guest this morning?
So yeah, it's a privilege to have Joe MacArthur. She's the executive director of the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation on the show today to talk about back to school and all the great things that the foundation's doing. So Joe, welcome to the Chamber Connection.
Thanks, Todd. So glad to be here. And I do have to give a shout out to my granddaughter, Mary, who's 15 months old. That's her favorite song.
Oh, that's her favorite. See, yes. We had a request.
Wheels on the bus. And it does take all those cogs in the wheel to make the school district run. So it's actually really appropriate.
Yeah, you can analyze the song. I'm sure there's some psychological, relative. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that then. Tell us everything.
So tell us about, what the foundation does, your job, and awesome. all the things that are going on.
I'd love to do that. We're actually a 39-year-old organization. We are a direct support organization of the Escambia County Public School System, and we are a nonprofit 501c3. So the programs that we do support education in Escambia County and align with the strategic plan of the school district. We have programs of our own that we run. We have three major programs. The top three are Grants for Excellence, which we'll get into a little bit more later. We're giving away $100,000 on September 30th.
Wow.
And then Tools for Teachers puts free supplies in the hands of teachers in all the classrooms across the district. And last year we got out over 2,000 orders. So that's a huge flagship program for us. And another big one that's really important to the foundation is recognizing that it takes all those cogs in the wheel and employee appreciation. We have almost 6,000 employees in Escambia County Public Schools.
No kidding.
Yes.
And
I think it's really important to recognize each and every one of those people, not just teachers and principals in schools, but all the people that make school happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. How long has the foundation been in existence? Do you know?
Yes, since 1986. Next fall, we'll begin celebrating our 40th year.
Wow.
I've been in my role 3.5 years.
Oh, good for you. Thank you for your service.
You're so welcome. I'm actually honored and humbled and every day just so grateful for the opportunity to help students and teachers and schools around Escambia County. I'm passionate about education. I'm not an educator. I'm a business person, but it's near and dear to my heart. And one of the things I realized when I took the role was that not many people knew who we were internally or externally, or that we existed. And that is, there is a way to help the public schools that so desperately need it in our area, and it's through the foundation.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so the foundation's able to sort of fill in some gaps, if you will.
Absolutely.
And so talk about that. I mean, the Tools for Teachers is a great program.
It's a great example of that.
Yeah.
Exactly. It occurred to me pretty early on, and we did some research and went to a conference, that teachers spend a lot of their own money in their classrooms.
That's so true.
And we have a district warehouse, and the director of warehouse operations, Dave Gardner, came to my office one day. I was fairly new and said, I want to do something to help teachers. And I said, you know what? I do too. And we started on this road. It took us about a year and a half to get it going. But it is an online platform that all teachers, all educators, so social workers, school counselors, school psychologists, itinerant teachers, all have access to order online in a store, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And the warehouse buys the items for the store in bulk. So for every dollar donated, it's actually worth $3 retail in product.
Oh, that's great.
Right. And then the warehouse stores volunteers pack boxes to teachers with their names on them to their classroom, and the warehouse then delivers them to those teachers at the school.
Oh, how wonderful.
It's such a cool program.
Yes. great idea.
Uphold teachers to say, what is it that you spend your money on? Mm-hmm. And not just try to think of that myself or a group of us, because I think I know what they need, but what do they really need? The top items were healthy snacks in their classroom. Oh. You'd be surprised. Pencils and paper, of course. Mm-hmm. Ziploc bags, Band-Aids, tissues, paper towels. Those are not typical everyday back to school items.
Right.
And in the socioeconomics of Escambia County, over 70% of our kids come to school, you know, disadvantaged, challenged economically, and bring no supplies with them.
Yeah.
So the schools do supply some. The state does supply some. It's just never enough. So this really fills that gap. And to hear teachers say, actually in a survey in their own words, what I hoped they would feel is that I feel appreciated. It makes me want to continue to teach.
Aww.
It feels like somebody knows my struggle and cares about me. And that just is the world to me, to know that we really are making a difference.
Now, is that Tools for Teachers is a year-round program?
It's a year-round program. We stop for a few months in the summer. It mm-hmm. does open up August the 1st so they can get their classrooms ready. And every single new teacher and international teacher in the district, when they get to school on their very first day, they have over $300 worth of supplies waiting on them in their classroom.
From your foundation?
From our wow, Tools for Teachers
that's
program.
That's incredible.
And then it runs, they can make their final orders, like I believe they're early April, to finish up the school year. If they're out of something, they can order pencils or crayons or whatever it is they need. It's an incredible program. Your listeners here, if you have a student in Escambia County, there is a really high chance that your students are using something from this program.
Wow.
They're either writing on paper or using a pencil or an eraser mm-hmm. or wiping their noses on a tissue.
Or snack.
Or having a snack. Snack's a big one. Nice. So,
well, if I wanted to, now I'm listening, I'm in my car and I'm thinking, I want to help. How do I go about doing that? Do you take donations or
absolutely.
Do you prefer money, or how does it all work?
How can we
support the foundation?
Thank you so much for asking that. The very best way to do it is through financial support. Because of our buying power of the district, buying for supplies for all the schools.
Because bulk supplies.
Bulk supplies.
Oh, yeah.
We buy paper, for instance, by the truckload.
Right.
So a ream of paper at the store right now is about $3 or $4 a ream. It is, $10 a
ream.
Yeah,
I was going to say, where are you shopping? I'm going to go there.
I'm sorry. $10 to $12 a ream, and it's less than three when you buy it by the truckload.
So you're getting great deals.
So you get, for every dollar you donate, it's actually worth $3 of supplies. They can text to donate. You could text Foundation to 850-930-9939. That's 850-930-9939. And they text Foundation and it takes them to our donation page.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
Yes. You can also find it on the school district website. The foundation is on that page. If you click there, it'll take you to our page and you can donate there if you're more comfortable doing it that way.
What's the website?
The website is escambiaschools.org. And there's a slash and a bunch of letters, but it's probably easiest just to go to that homepage. And about halfway down, you see the foundation mm-hmm. logo and you click there and it takes you to our page.
Oh, that's so exciting. Todd, I'm so glad that you brought Joe in this morning. This is so interesting. I was unaware that you provided so much to our teachers, which is just wonderful.
Yeah. Well, and you know, full transparency, I do serve on the board of the foundation.
Okay.
So,
that's allowed.
But yeah, just, you know, but I mean, we do have a tremendous board and a lot of great community folks who are involved and engaged.
Absolutely. We have about 25 people on our board. And
that's a large size board.
Yeah,
okay.
It is a large size board and they are an engaged board. We're talking 100% participation on our projects and at our events. And mm-hmm. They show up at our meetings. They are there to support us. It's been, that's very rewarding and humbling to me as well, that the community does care and is trying to help and understands that there is a need in Escambia County. And if they're not part of the solution, then we're not going in the direction we need to be going.
Education is everything, in my humble opinion.
Oh, yeah. It is to me, too.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. So also talk about, so if maybe donating isn't your thing, but if you want to put a little sweat equity.
Oh, yeah.
In
we
there,
got
there,
that.
There's opportunities for folks to do that as well.
For the
talk
tools,
about that.
Yes. So the Tools for Teachers program leans on volunteers to pack orders. I know that there's 500 orders sitting over in the warehouse right now that need to be packed. And we typically, you can sign up your organization. Again, go to that website, send an email to somebody on my team, reach out, however, to our office. I can also give you that phone number to volunteer your company, bring a group. We usually take groups of about 10 at a time, and we usually do two packing days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, from 9 to 12. Please don't just show up. Please call us and let's make sure you're on the schedule so they know you're coming.
Right.
But it's usually 10 people can pack a couple hundred boxes in a couple hours. So we have a system down there, and that's a great way to connect to purpose for this project. Another big project I want to talk about, and I know Todd's getting ready to ask me that. I'm just going to jump on in.
Let's go with it.
Okay. Grants for Excellence is the original program of this foundation when it was founded way back in 1986. We get state matching grant money from the Florida legislature, and it's based on our student count. And our amount is usually between $80,000 and $90,000. I want to say it's $86,000 something this year. And we can put those dollars to programs that align with our district strategic plan. And we have consistently used a chunk of that money, a large chunk, for Grants for Excellence. The last 3 years, this will be our third year in a row, we've given away $100,000 to teachers, classrooms, grade levels, schools, departments throughout the district to fund projects that would not normally be funded through regular funding through the state. They have to be in certain areas like literacy, graduation improvement, STEM. I'm going off the top of my head here now. There's like six areas. And they added one area this year that I think is really cool, student resiliency. So that now you're bringing in, you know, particularly maybe sports teams. We know that if kids participate in after-school activities, they're more likely to be at school, have good attendance, which equals better student achievement. So all of those cool things going on. That happens at the end of the month. We're getting those, we're reviewing grants right now.
Yeah, so that as a board member, that was my visit last year to elementary school, and that was the resilience program they had through their PE class, but you know, they'd be challenged, you know, do something difficult, but you know, you got to keep trying, you got to keep going and have that resiliency to, you know, because life is not just easy. You got to, you got to fight
challenging at times.
Right. And so they had some certain, you know, not physically difficult, but more like skill, you know,
they had to learn.
They had to learn that, you know, to move on to the next level, you had to finish that.
And something within the grant paid for the skills they were learning. Right. That's part of our board engagement. All of our board members are required to visit one of our Grants for Excellence projects.
Oh, that's great.
As a liaison and look at it and really connect their work on our board with what's happening in the classroom.
I love that follow through. That's great.
Yes, it's great.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and this is the Pensacola Chamber Connection. Todd Thompson is here, President and CEO. With his guest, we have today Joe MacArthur. She is with the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation. If you have a question, feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, so people can donate. That's one
yes,
way.
Yes, they can donate. Businesses, we are always looking for business partnerships and in-kind donations. They can do that. We apply for and receive grants from different organizations around the country, and a lot of those come through an organization we belong to called the Consortium of Florida Education Foundations. We do that. Several of them we have going right now are around career and technical education, but we get a lot of our funding through grants. Private and business donors are another. And then we do fundraisers. We have we have a fundraiser coming up. And,
let's hear about that.
This is the first big announcement. Roll out the, you know, drum roll.
Drum roll.
Pensacola Association of Realtors for the second year this year is going to put on a chili cook-off. And it's actually growing this year. I'm really excited. It's going to be on Saturday, November 1st at Fountain Park downtown next to Seville Square, right in the middle of all the action downtown during Foo Foo Fest and all those things, from 12 to 3 on Saturday. Tickets are only $10, and you get to taste all the chili.
Yes, that works.
Yes, and hot dogs for the kiddos if they don't like chili.
Oh, how fun!
We're hoping to have student performers throughout the day, and local sponsors can sign up to do that. Teams have to be a member of PAR.
Okay.
So it's kind of a smaller, it's not small because Par is huge.
Right, right.
But anybody can't just go, I make great chili, I'm going to sign up and have a team.
Gotcha.
They have to be either sponsored by or Par member. But last year we had 15 teams and it was a great event.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
A first year event, it was really good. And
I'm excited.
Yeah,
I mean,
with
it's
the new location
timing.
and the
day after
time
Halloween.
Of year. Yeah,
I know.
It's perfect.
I know.
Yeah, very excited.
So if I want to participate, do you have to know a realtor, I guess, that is part of Par to be
to,
a team?
To be a team, yes.
Okay.
It'll be on our website and it'll be on their website. We're working on all that material right now. We're still a couple months out, but
okay.
we met last week and nailed down the date on Friday.
Perfect.
To make sure we can have Fountain Park, got all those contracts signed, that kind of thing. So be watching for that. Be a lot more talking about that, but and you'll be able to buy tickets through the foundation. There'll be mm-hmm. a lot. We'll come back maybe and talk about that.
We should have you come back. That'd
yes,
be great.
I'd love to.
Well, I had no idea. I mean, I've heard of you, but again, sometimes I feel I should be better informed about things than I am. But I had no idea about the tools program that you have, Tools for Teachers. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And
most
the grants.
Don't.
And I was familiar with the grants, but I didn't realize you had these other programs.
Well, another big program that runs through our office. I don't actually run it. It's called Take Stock in Children.
Yes.
And it's a mentor and scholarship program for disadvantaged students in Escambia County. And it's phenomenal. It's been around for 25 plus years. I think we have 190 or right around 200 students in the program right now.
Wow.
And they meet with a mentor weekly. They have to maintain their grades and behavior and such throughout their career in school. And at the end, if they can do that, they get a full ride, bright future scholarship
mm-hmm.
and a brand new laptop to take to college.
That's incredible.
It's a great program.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
really
incredible.
Amazing.
Well, and it's important that as a community that we have to step up now and help support our nonprofits because there's been funding cuts, federal, state, just across the board, lots and lots of changes. So that's going to directly impact our students here in Escambia County. So
100%.
We need your help.
And this is a way a lot of people don't know. They're like, how can I help? Yes, mm-hmm. you can read to kids. Yes, you can volunteer at your school. Yes, you can do all of those things. But you can make a really large impact financially. And the money goes straight to the schools and through the foundation. They get their 501c tax write-off.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide all the accounting and paperwork, anything they need around that. And you're directly supporting schools. We're very unique in our nonprofit that our administrative costs are very, very low. An average nonprofit is like a 10% administration fee. They take off the top of every donation, whether you know it or not, they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is at 3%, which
oh, wow.
is like unheard of.
Yes, that is.
Because we do have overhead. We do have a small staff.
And, mm-hmm.
and it takes a lot of money to run these programs. But we build that into some of our grants and some other ways to help pay for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So my biggest thing is for donors to know that I am my team and my board, we are really good stewards of their money. And our focus on enhancing education and making sure that teachers and students and schools have what they need is very much where we put our money where our mouth is.
That's incredible. Well, I'm so glad you could come on the show this morning.
I wanted
to give Todd a few minutes here to talk about what's happening at the Chamber.
Yeah, sure.
I've got the directory. Malcolm was here from
yeah,
Badger Publishing,
yeah.
and I've got the new directory.
Very,
looks beautiful.
Very excited. Covers... picture from NAS Pensacola from 1935. We're celebrating 200 years of naval aviation or naval history and not 100 years of naval aviation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited to have this out. Malcolm did a great job with it. We do have a few things coming up.
I know you had Eldon Scott comes on the show with Sonny's Barbecue. And so he was on Friday coming right from the breakfast.
Yeah.
he
yeah.
said it was a great breakfast y'all had on Friday.
Yep. Eldon's one of our ambassadors
mm-hmm.
and a great supporter of the chamber. He does a tremendous job. But a few things we have coming up. We have our Workforce Wednesday Lunch and Learn this Wednesday. Topic is Boost Your Business's Digital Defense. We all know about the...
Oh, that's a good topic.
You know, the cyber threats that are
yes.
out there. So, you know, if this is something that you need to learn about for your business, especially small businesses.
Mm-hmm. And is that a Lunch and Learn?
Yeah, it's a Lunch and Learn. It'll be at the Chamber. You can register at PensacolaChamber.com. $20 will cover your lunch.
So, great.
You know, love to see you at that. Next Thursday, we have September's Business After Hours at the Florida Blue location right there on the corner of Airport and 9th Avenue.
Oh, that's good. Lots of parking.
Yeah, yeah. So good location. You know, always a great time, great to connect with folks and have the opportunity to learn about some of the things that, that Florida Blue is doing. And then our annual meeting, we're almost sold out, but that's Friday, September 26th.
God, I can't believe that's coming up already.
We turn over our board, new leadership, and so updates on all the things that we've done this past year and looking forward to next year. Our fiscal year actually ends on September 30th, so this is why we have our annual meeting in September. So, yeah, lots of things going on and you know, just keep on keeping on.
Well, if you want to find out about it or sign up for anything, go right to their website, PensacolaChamber.com, and always listen to these shows because we try to keep it pretty current from week to, from every couple, every other week. So, and you can listen to that on NewsRadio923.com. Just go to the podcast and look up. There's an actual special section called the Chamber Connection.
Yeah.
And so you can go look at previous, listen to previous shows and find out about the things that have been happening in our community.
Right. So, and Jo can share this with her granddaughter.
Definitely. I'll make sure mom plays it for
us. Yes, right, yes. So we did dedicate a song to your granddaughter. What's her name?
Her name is Mary Dellen.
Mary Dellen, Wheels on the Bus was for you.
Yes. And don't thank you so much for having me this morning. And again, one more time, if it's okay. I can
yes,
say,
of course. We've got a couple minutes here.
Text to donate is 850-930-9939. You text the word foundation to that number. And you have the option when you're on the website to actually choose if you have a particular program or school you want to help. You can make a comment there. We'll make sure those dollars get where you want them to go.
That's fantastic.
Thank you so much for your time today.
I love the text and donate. That's very good. That makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Especially if you're at the light right now, you have no excuse.
Exactly. Right. Foundation.
I'm going to give you that number again. 850-930-9939. Text foundation. Correct?
Correct. That's awesome.
That's easy.
You
should do it right now. And if you can't, let's say you're a little strapped for funds right now and you can't help that way, but you're interested in getting involved, how can they do that, Jo?
They can go to the website and call our office, and I can give you that number as well. Our office phone number, 850-469-5354. They can call our office, and someone will get them signed up on a team to pack at a Tools for Teachers event or some other way we can get them involved. We always need community support, and we so appreciate Todd having us here today, and his service on our board and the chamber's support is phenomenal. So thank you so much, Todd.
Yeah, that's great. And then your website. So if we want to find out more about the foundation itself, how do we find that info?
It is escambiaschools.org, which is actually the school district website.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that main landing page, about halfway down, there's a big foundation logo. If you click there, it takes you straight to our page.
Perfect. You should see the passion and smile on Joe's face right now. I always love when people come in and I know their heart's in it. Clearly your heart is in this, Joe.
You have no idea.
It runs
in my blood.
I'm starting to get the picture for sure. So we have a minute or so left. Tell me about what is the best part of all of this. You got involved about three years ago.
Actually, I've been involved lifetime of family history and education in Escambia County.
Okay.
And I raised my kids in Georgia, but I was always really involved in their schools. And I've always been a very big community advocate and for education and such. And when this job opened up, it kind of just married my business experience with my passion for education. And I just feel like I'm in the right place for me right now. And I think I appreciate you saying that because people often tell me that my passion shows through in what I do. Most of us in education don't work in education for the money that we make.
I have many good friends in education.
But it's so, to know that I'm making a difference in the lives of children is so fulfilling and gives me purpose for my work every day.
Yeah, well, and these things that we've talked about today, these are all initiatives that Jo brought forward in her time with the foundation.
Thanks,
so she's really re-energized the foundation, giving us a real strong purpose and providing that support that that our kids and
thanks,
educators
Todd.
Need.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. And I especially love the Tools for Teachers.
I know the teachers are smiling when they hear that. This is only the third year, and they are so excited about it.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I can't tell you how many times I've seen teachers at Walmart in the line with supplies, and I know they're buying them for the students.
Oh, yeah, in the clearance. When it all goes on clearance, they all go We can even beat those prices, which is so cool.
Which is really great, too. I love that. So the website, again, is
escambiaschools.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that page, you see foundation, and you can click the foundation logo, and it takes you to our foundation webpage.
All right. Thank you so much for being here, for all that you do, Joe. It's wonderful. Thank your board and all the volunteers making a difference for education in Escambia County. So we really appreciate you. Okay. And Todd, we really appreciate you and the Pensacola Chamber, sir, and all that you do for the community.
Always a pleasure, Meg.
All right. He'll be back, not next week, but the week after. Every other week, we have Chamber Connection right here on News Radio 92.3.com.